Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. Wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect myself and you, my brothers, from the hellfire. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to worship Him. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اعبدوا الله, worship Allah. Worship Allah. And I mentioned on this very minbar before that the reason, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, we are created. I don't want to repeat myself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I did not create jinn and man except to worship. So the reason for our very existence is ibadah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to tell us to worship Him and Him alone. Now my brothers, all of us read the Quran. Many of us read the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us ponder on these verses. Some of us look into the books of tafsir, into the books of the interpretations of the meanings. So everyone reads the Quran and everyone looks at the tafsir and everyone ponders. But sometimes, my dear brothers, we have an issue. Because we know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. We know what He commands us to do. We know what He tells us to stay away from. We know there's death. We know there's Jannah. We know there's hellfire. We know there's a hisab. We know that there is a sirat. We know that there is this and there is that. We know that there's a tree in hellfire called Shajaratu Zurqum. We know that, my dear brothers, we know all this. However, we have a problem. And our problem is we don't imagine. We do not imagine. We have something called Da'fu Tasawwur. As one scholar mentioned, he said, we are very deficient when it comes to picturing and pondering. My brother, did you ever picture how you will be when you are standing before Allah? Did you ever just picture yourself in your head? What would your state be like when you are standing before Allah? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ, and stand them upright, for indeed they will be questioned. You're not going to be sitting down. You're not going to be relaxed. Stand them up. raise them, let them stand, for they will be questioned. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And you will not be judged. You will not be judged. Nor will you be reprimanded. Nor will it be into your account except that which you did. Do we picture this? Do we picture this? Wallahi, we don't. By Allah. By Allah. When you get pulled over in your car, and you are in your vehicle, and you know the officer cannot harm you, but you start shaking. What did I do wrong? Maybe I done something. Maybe I disobeyed. Maybe I did this. Maybe I did that. Imagine standing before Allah. How would your state be? Did we ever picture? The day is coming, whether we like it or not. Wallahi, the day is coming, whether we forget about it or not. The day will come. And it's coming very soon. Every single one of us will be standing before Allah. Every single one. But my dear brothers, there are those who have that great imagination, who pictured themselves, and they knew what they needed to do. And what does one need to do, my brothers? He must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how does one obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By following what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered. And how can one do that? By following the Quran and Sunnah. And how does one follow the Quran and Sunnah? On the understanding of the Sahaba. On the understanding of the companions of the Prophet. This is why, my brothers, the Quran and the Sunnah is our two ways. These are our ways, the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it is upon the understanding of the Salaf, not on the understanding of Fulan and Fulana. Therefore, my brothers, it is important to follow the Quran and Sunnah in accordance to the way the Sahaba understood the Quran and Sunnah. This is called, my brothers, Madhhab al-Salaf. My brother, wallahi, wallahi, someone who was born 400-500 years after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not understand the Quran more than Abu Bakr, does not understand the Quran more than Umar, nor the Sunnah. By Allah, someone born 300 years after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not understand the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam like the Sahaba understood the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my brothers, and you may ask yourself, he mentioned standing before Allah, then he mentioned the Quran and Sunnah, now he's mentioning the Sahaba. My dear brothers, wallahi, they are all connected. They are all connected. Because how is one meant to know how he will make his state good on the day of judgment if he doesn't follow the deen correctly? Because everyone will claim they follow the deen. Everyone. The Shias claim they follow the deen. The Ahbash claim they follow the deen. The Asha'ira claim they follow the deen. The Maturi, the Jahmiyyah, the Mu'tazila, all of them claim they follow the Quran and Sunnah. But how does one know the proper Quran and Sunnah? It is upon following the understanding of the Sahaba, of the Salaf. This is how, my brother, following the way of the Salaf, this will make your state, inshaAllah, on the day of resurrection, it will make you solid. Because, my brothers, you have followed the correct deen, the correct way. The correct way, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he said, upon you, it is upon you to follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the righteous caliphs that come after me. Then when he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, who was the best of nations? He said, mine, my generation is the best. He said, then who, Ya Rasulullah? He said, then the generation that comes after them. He said, who, Ya Rasulullah? He said, then the one that comes after them. They said, then who, Ya Rasulullah? He said, then after that, fitna will prevail. meaning fitna in the deen, fitna in religion. Qila wa qal. And subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statement, wallahi, it was about approximately close to 300 years after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the mutakallimun, this, that began to come out. For my brothers, it's very important to follow the Quran and Sunnah in accordance to the understanding of the Salaf. For the understanding of the Salaf is the way. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers, when one is able to imagine, when one is constantly thinking about how his state will be, and one is seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is constantly working in order to attain that pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one's way of life is the sunnah, wallahi, this person does not fear anything except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nor does he fear death. Nor does he fear death. For he knows death is just a stage. It's just a station between him and the hereafter. My brothers, I want to mention to you a man. And look at his death. This man is known. He is a man, my brothers, that the books of fiqh and the books of hadith speak of. You would find him narrating. You would find him in chains of narrations. This man's name was Sa'id ibn Jubayr. Sa'id bin Jubayr. My brothers, he was at the time of Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Al-Hajjaj was a tyrant leader. He was a tyrant. His sword was faster than his words, meaning he would command the killing of an individual straight away. Straight away. Now, Sa'id ibn Jubayr was a man who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was from the Tabi'een. Yani, you know, as you know, we have the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Tabi'een. So when Hajjaj came and he began to rule, Sa'id ibn Jubayr began to go against him and say, what you're doing is wrong, and this is wrong, and that is wrong, and you're ruling by other than Allah, fulan, fulan, until they wanted to kill Sa'id ibn Jubayr. So they ordered to capture him, and he was in his home. So they went to him, they knocked on his door. He was home with his daughter. They grabbed him, they said, Al-Hajjaj summons you. So he turns to his young daughter, and then he says to her, Ya Bunayya, he says, oh my daughter, قولي لأمكي, say to your mother, إِنَّ مَوْعِدَنَا الْجَنَّةِ. He says, oh my daughter, tell your mother, our meeting is in Jannah. So he goes to Al-Hajjaj. Al-Hajjaj brings him forward. He says, "Ant, masmuk." And Al-Hajjaj, my brothers, was feared by many. He was feared by so many. As he said in his very famous statement, when he took over the wilaya of Iraq, he said to the people, he's given the people his first speech. He says, "Wa inni." Yani he's saying, I see some heads that has ripened, and now it's the time for it to be harvested. So look at what kind of man this guy was. So anyway, my brothers, he brings Sa'id ibn Jubayr to him. He says, Ant, man ant? He says, Sa'id ibn Jubayr. He says, Bal Shaqiy ibn Qusayr. He says, your name is Sa'id ibn Jubayr. Sa'id means the happy one. He said, Shaqi. He says, you're the pressed. He said, you're the sad one. Ibn Jubayr means the son of the strong, of the upright. He says, Bal anta Shaqi ibn Qusayr. You are the son of the one who's bent, who's broken. He says, Kanat ummi a'lamu minka bismi ya al-Hajjaj. He said, my mother knew my name more than you. So Al-Hajjaj said to him, he said to him, so which Khalifa of Bani Umayyah is يعني good in your eyes? He says, فأي خليفة بني أمية أعجب لك? Which Khalifa of the Bani Umayyah in your eyes is good? So he said, أرضاهم لخالقهم. He said, أرضاهم لخالقهم. He says, the one of them who pleases their Lord the most, he in my eyes is the best. He says, وَمَنْ أَرْضَاهُمْ لِخَالِقِهِمْ? And who of them is the best to their Lord? He says, عِلْمُ ذَٰلِكَ عِنْدَ الَّذِي يَعْرِفُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ. He says, the one who knows about their state is indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says to him, فَمَا رَأْيُكَ بِي? He says to him, what is your opinion of me? He says, يَا حَجَّاج. He says, رَأْيِي يَسِيءُكَ وَلَا يَسُرُّكَ. He says, my opinion of you would make you upset. It would not make you happy. He says, Asma. He says, Inni la'alamu annaka tukhalifu kitab Allah. He says, I know that you go against the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you go against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, and you utilize your strength, wanting from your strength people to fear you. However, you don't know that this is pushing you to the hellfire and it would throw you into the hellfire. So he begins to laugh. He says, وَاللَّهِ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. He says, by Allah, I am going to kill you. He says, إِن قَتَلْتَنِي تُفْسِدُ عَلَيَّ دُنْيَايَ وَأَفْسِدُ عَلَيْكَ آخِرَتَكَ. He says, if you kill me, you will destroy my dunya. But I will destroy your akhirah. يعني, you killing me will destroy my dunya, but it will destroy your akhirah. So he says to him, اِخْتَرْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَيَّةَ قِتْلَةٍ شِئْتْ. He said, pick for yourself whichever way you want to die. So he says, وَاللَّهِ مَا قَتَلْتَنِي قِتْلَةً إِلَّا قَتَلَقَ اللَّهُ بِهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says, by Allah, you will not kill me in any way except that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will kill you the same way. يعني, he will punish you the same way. So he says, السيف يا غلام. He calls upon the يعني, he calls upon the sword. So Sa'id ibn Jubayr begins to smile. So Al-Hajjaj says to him, أتبتسم وفيما تبسمك? Why are you smiling? He said, عجبت من جرائتك على الله وحلم الله عليك. He says, I am astonished. I am astonished of your audacity to Allah and how Allah is so patient with you. يعني, I'm seeing all this happening in front of me and I am astonished. How are you so, you have the audacity to do all this, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still patient with you. So he says, اقتله يا غلام. Kill him. As he's about to kill him, he turns to the Qibla and he says, وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He turns to his face towards the Qibla. He says, I turn my face to the one who created the heavens and the earth. With no shirk in my heart, I am not of those who associate partners with Allah. He says, حَرِّفُوهُ عَنِ الْقِبْلَةِ. He says, turn him away from the Qibla. He says, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. He said, and Allah, to Allah belongs the east and the west. So whichever way you turn, you will find the face of Allah. He says, كُبُّوهُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Throw him on the floor. He says, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. He says, from the soil we created you, to it we shall return you, and from it we shall bring you another time. He says, اقتله يا غلام. Kill him. Then he says, اللهم لا تسلط الحجاج على أحد من بعدي. He said, oh Allah, do not let الحجاج deal with anyone after me. And he killed him. My brothers, how did this man, how was he able to hold himself in such a state? How? How would he turn to his daughter and say, oh my daughter, tell your mother, our meanings in Jannah. He didn't turn, who's going to look after my daughter? Or who's going to take care of my children? Or who's going to look after my wife? Or what's going to happen to... Khalas. What's going to happen is Allah's will. So tell your mother, our meeting's in Jannah. How can he stand before the one who wants to kill him and state exactly what's in his heart and tell him the truth? As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, the word of truth in front of a tyrant ruler is jihad on itself. And the one who stands in front of a tyrant ruler and tells him the truth and dies, he dies a martyr. For wallahi, my brothers, the reason why I wanted to mention this is because I could not comprehend any other way to understand this story except that this man, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, knew that if he was upright and he was to stand his ground and he lived his life fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that indeed after his death was Jannah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أقم الصلاة.